Well, mandatory evacuations are underway in counties across Florida and South Carolina. School closings have already been announced for the week for Florida's Miami-Dade and Broward County school districts as Hurricane Matthew makes its way to U.S. shores. It's been 11 years since the last major storm struck South Florida. Some officials there worry that residents will be complacent. Florida's Governor Rick Scott today told them, be prepared to take a direct hit. Matthew packed a punch in Haiti, grazed Cuba. Let's take a look at its projected path with Jeff Huffman. He's a meteorologist for Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, when is Matthew expected to hit the East Coast?
Well, Robin, as of the midday hours, new information was coming in that Matthew appears to be re-strengthening. It took a little bit of a hit over the eastern tip of Cuba where the eye collapsed, but now the eye is very visible again. Hurricane Hunter data confirming that it is becoming stronger, and latest forecast indications are that it will be at least a major hurricane of Category 3 strength. Official forecast is for it to be a Category 4 as it approaches Florida late Thursday night and Friday. There is really nothing in Matthew's way that we see that could cause weakening prior to potential landfall.
Well, and this is why inland counties in Florida are preparing for the storm. There's mandatory evacuations. Disneyland in Orlando urging people to monitor its website. South Carolina's Governor Nikki Haley is going to be evacuating 250,000 people in her state. Well, when you say it's at least a 3, potentially a 4, what does that mean? Talk about rain, tides rising.
Well, the first thing that I think of is the mentality we have as Floridians. And you mentioned it's been almost 11 years since the last major hurricane. That in itself is, I think, all of us, even those behind the scenes that prepare to inform the public, have to kind of get in the right mentality for this. And that's what Governor Scott urged this morning. He said, do it now. Evacuate now. And because he was stressing that and saying the first thing to do is to know where your evacuation zone is, because that there's been 2 million new Floridians since our last major hurricane. A lot of folks may not know that they're in an evacuation zone. They may not know how to get out from where they are. And even if that's at the last minute, Robin, we have a mobile app that's designed to help you with that. It's called Florida Storms, and it has evacuation zones, routes, and open shelters and helps you navigate out of harm's way. Once again, it's called Florida Storms. And that's key right now, knowing if you're in harm's way and then, of course, being prepared to get out of harm's way. Because the margin for error here is just too close for comfort. Right now, it's forecast to be within 40 miles of the coast, the Space Coast, Friday morning at 8 a.m. If it's off by 40 or 50 miles, which it often is this far in advance, if it's west of the track, the conditions are going to be severely worse for inland parts of central and east central Florida. If it's east of the track by 50 miles, conditions inland will not be as bad, but conditions on the coast will still be possibly hurricane strength winds and surge. Even though the conditions may not spread as far inland, there's much more coastline that will be impacted. We're looking at possibly hurricane conditions from Miami to Jacksonville with this storm.
Given what you're talking about might happen in Florida, what about South Carolina?
If it moves west of its current track and potentially comes over land in Florida, that's better news for the Carolinas. It will undergo some weakening. If it stays just offshore, and that's the official track now, is that literally it parallels the coast.
Right.
Kind of like Floyd did. The only good news, if you call it good, is that the worst side or the most intense side of the storm would stay offshore. But as the storm is approaching, and we're going to see this in Florida tomorrow, that onshore flow and the surge and the flooding, hurricane conditions will be expected along the coast, even if the center of the storm stays offshore.
Jeff Huffman, meteorologist for WUFT in Gainesville, Florida, on Hurricane Matthew. Thank you.
My pleasure.